Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The clouds are going to stay with us all day long, and then wind and rain from Tropical Rainstorm Ian will come in late. The high today is 65, low tonight 55. It's 57 and cloudy in lower Manhattan. A man has been charged in the unprovoked attack that took the life of a Queens EMT with 25 years on the job. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is in Astoria with the latest.
It is a noble calling. EMTs and paramedics serve with singular purpose to save lives. For the FDNY, this is heartbreaking and enraging. 61-year-old EMT Lieutenant Allison Russo, just a block away from Station 49 here in Astoria, out getting lunch, attacked at random, stabbed more than 20 times. Acting FDNY Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh.
Lieutenant Russo exemplified FDNY EMS. She served the city for 25 years. She was a World Trade Center first responder. She was cited multiple times for her bravery and her life-saving work, and she was absolutely beloved on this job.
A Good Samaritan trailed the attacker to his apartment. Police arrested 34-year-old Peter Zizopoulos and charged him with murder. Brennan Rogan says this man was known to wander the neighborhood.
The 4 years I've seen that guy walking up and out, I've never seen him talk to anybody.
Lieutenant Russo had planned to retire in the next 6 months. In Astoria, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
There is shock and grief on Long Island as EMT Lieutenant Amy Russo's friends and neighbors try to process her murder. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall spoke with some of them in Huntington.
Jackie Gardner was a very close friend and neighbor of FDNY EMT Lieutenant Allison Russo. They were so close, they spoke a few times a day. Gardner had just gotten off the phone with Russo 20 minutes before she died.
She was lovely. She was very active. She enjoyed the outdoors. She loved the beach. She loved her little dog, Bailey. We just walked him.
Gardner is dedicating a bench that sits across the street to Russo.
People person, real people person, yeah. I mean, anybody who would pass by with their kids or their dog, she would start up a conversation with them.
Another neighbor is in shock.
She's just a beautiful woman, and I feel sick in my stomach.
Katie Donegan is the first deputy chief of the Huntington Community First Aid Squad where Russo volunteered. She tells me.
Feisty, fiery, lit up a room when she walked in, just had a beaming smile. She was an exceptional storyteller.
Russo leaves behind her daughter, her parents, and a brother. They all live here on Long Island. In Huntington, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
In Brooklyn, police opened fire on a suspect last night after a shooting where two men were wounded in Bed-Stuy. NYPD Chief of Patrol Jeffrey Madry explains why the officers had to fire their weapons.
During the course of the pursuit, they see the male grab his waist, turn towards them. One of the officers fired two rounds, striking the male in his right lower leg.
The suspect, along with the victims of the shooting, are in hospitals and expected to survive. Another armed suspect that was taken into custody before that without incident. The Red Cross of Greater New York is sending crews and supplies down to Florida to help the state recover from Hurricane Ian. WCBS reporter Christy Kalesian has more.
And the Red Cross Emergency Response Vehicle, or ERV, is off to Orlando, Florida.
I keep raising my hand over and over and over again because I'm really passionate about the mission of the Red Cross to alleviate human suffering.
Volunteer Vivian is on her 13th national deployment. She's going down as a feeding volunteer alongside volunteer Nancy in the ERV. About 730 Red Cross volunteers are on the ground in areas struck by Hurricane Ian. So far, 25 from the Greater New York region and 15 from New Jersey. Diane Concannon with Red Cross New Jersey Region.
During Superstorm Sandy, the American Red Cross in this area saw so many volunteers volunteers come from around the country and actually from around the world. So for many New Jerseyans, we feel it's a way of not only giving back, but also paying forward.
In Hell's Kitchen, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now on over to the Weather Center. Looks like a wet weekend, Brett Anderson.
Yeah, and perhaps even into early next week. This afternoon stays dry, but it is cloudy. All those clouds in advance of Ian. High temperature is 65 degrees. For tonight, cloudy in the evening, no rain. Rain will arrive just after midnight, and the wind will start to pick up a little bit as well. Low of 55 degrees tomorrow to tomorrow night. Cloudy, breezy, damp and chilly. Rain at times. Again, this moisture from tropical rainstorm Ian. High temperature of 59 degrees. Low tomorrow night, 53. Sunday, few leftover showers. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, cool, 60. And again, some more rain possible Monday, Tuesday. Highs in the lower 60s. Recapping for this afternoon, cloudy and a high of 65.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.